Hello?
Oh, hi, Jesus. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, Tina.
Hi. Do you have a second to take care of that e-signature so we could get the client interview done?
Yeah, let's do that right now.
Okay, good. So you want me to send you the link again?
Yeah, please.
Okay, one second here. I'll send you the one that says Local Splash, your initial invoice, and then that's the one that will have the link in it. So it'll also trigger a text message to come to you. So I just sent it. Let's give it a moment to arrive. How's your week going so far?
Really busy. I'm
just... Oh, yep. That's why we're going to do that CIA for you. I know you've been busy.
I haven't received anything from you guys.
Okay. It shows it was sent. Let me refresh my screen to make sure it's not in the queue that it's actually sent. One second here. Okay. It says it's in processing, so it actually didn't get sent yet. It usually just takes a minute or two, so it's going to arrive like any second now. Let me check the email that we have on file as well.
Yes,
Next generation. You got it?
Yeah, I just received a text message from you.
Good. That's the one then. So it'll say thank you for choosing Local Splash, and then it'll say click here to accept your subscription terms. When you click there, you go to that page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. And then it's super simple. All you do is scroll to the bottom. There's two boxes that you have to check. One to show that you're authorized on the account. The second to show that you receive text messages. And then plug your name in and hit confirm signature. And if it goes through, it will ask you for a username and a password.
Yes, it did.
It did. Okay, good. So that means that it did go through successfully. And then the username and password, in case you ever want to refer back to it, it's in your welcome email, okay?
Okay.
So I'll let those technicians know to do that CIA for you. That way we can get the ball rolling as soon as possible. Were you able to send in any of the pictures yet for the Google verification?
I haven't yet.
Okay, because remember I was telling you those are the two most important things you have to do on your end. Other than that, we're going to take care of everything. So if you have a second, even if it's just a business license and a picture of your work tools, just send something over. That way we have something to solidify with Google that you're a valid business in the area, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Do you want me to resend that form to you? Because if not, I could send you an email and you could reply to my email and then I can upload it on the form, whatever is easier.
Yeah, if you can just reply it there, I'll send you a bunch of pictures.
Love it. Okay. Yeah, so remember, right now, if you want to update the Google or the Bing or anything with, actual photos of your work, that's great. But what they're asking for in that email is more of proof that you're a business in the area. So it'll ask for a business license, business registration, invoice with your business address or a business card or a work vehicle with a license plate or work tools. So remember, you don't have to send all seven items. Just send over whatever you can, and then I'll get that over to the technicians for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I'm sending please reply to this email with your photos, and then other than that, you are all good to go. So thank you for taking the time to do that, Jesus, and have a great rest of your week too, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, you're very welcome. Okay, bye-bye.